Did you know that up to 60% of children in this country are growing up without a father in their lives? And it might not be a human right set out in our bill to have a father figure in one's life, but the consequences of not having one can be really severe. The potential consequences include impact on a child's self-esteem, impact on their academic development, susceptibility to emotional disorders and depression, even susceptibility to risky sexual behavior later in life. There are all kinds of implications, not to say that that happens in every scenario without a father in the picture, but it is a risk. And the Ubuntu Football Academy was really born out of a sense of wanting to respond to that crisis and intervene to offer the support and stability of a father figure to those who do not have one in the home. And they need some help to really keep the doors open and keep the program running. Delighted to welcome on the line right now the operations manager at Ubuntu Football Trust, Gary Riley. Gary, good morning to you. Thanks for chatting to us so early on a public holiday. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Pippa, and good morning to everyone else. Happy Human Rights Day.
Let's talk a little bit first about what the Ubuntu Football Academy is all about before we get to the fundraising effort. Can you sketch for us the work that your organization is involved in?
Well, as an organization, we have a number of boys that are housed and schooled by us. We are an elite football academy, elite not meaning that we are special or better in terms of, you know, seeing ourselves more than anyone else, but elite as in the quality of coaching and the quality of housing and education and mentoring that we do to the boys.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more. Where do you find the boys? What sort of – tell us more about what you offer.
Well, the introduction of the boys is now we're 6 years in. The introduction of the boys is done at 11 years old. We have programs around the city, Mitchell's Plain, here in the valley, which is Fishhook-Nerdock. And most of the boys are from Mitchell's Plain, Strandfontein, Ocean View, Masipumalele, and there are a number obviously scattered around.
Okay. You spoke about quality of housing as well as coaching. So is this a residential program, Gary? How does it work?
Well, we do house boys. So we've got 24 boys that live in a house in Lekkerwater Road. And, you know, they are housed, transported all around the city to various games, matches, and stuff like that. Housing 24 boys. We've got a couple that are what we call our parents that some of these boys have been, orphaned and left in very bad situations. And we basically pull them out of those bad situations, put them in the house if the call is there. And then, you know, they're mentored and brought up in the home, obviously fed, which, growing soccer players are hungry boys. They have an environment that is, you know, it gives them some sense of what a home would feel and be like.
Gary, it's 6 years in. You've had enough time then to see some of your boys, I guess, all the way through to the end of their school careers. Talk to us about the impact you're seeing on those young men's lives.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to actually just bring up my note here to get the actual specifics. But we've got boys on US scholarship programs overseas. We've got guys that have actually gone on to professional contracts.
Wow.
Just based on Human Rights Day alone, the focus is obviously football. We are a football academy. But I think the most important thing is we have guys who are very, very good at football, but they're not going to be, get contracts. But they are excellent men.
Yeah.
We see in them the structure of a man and a belief that they can be good fathers, good leaders, even in their own small businesses or in large corporations, maybe even the next president of the country. We've got one guy, Vusumzi, as an example, orphaned at nine in the Eastern Cape, came to stay with his aunt here in Philippi, in Cape Town. And he's gone through our program. He's under 17 national now. He lives in the house. He was at Silvermine Academy here in Cape Town, getting, almost straight A's. So there's a boy who's a ridiculously good footballer, is playing nationals and is getting straight A's.
Fantastic.
And that's from a guy who potentially had, a chance of not nothing, but it would have been very, very difficult.
Yeah. Now, Gary, there's a big fundraising effort about to kick off in April. But could you, just in the last 30 seconds or so left, tell us what's going on and how listeners can support it?
Well, I've come up with the idea of a golf day. We've had it in the past, and I'm just bringing it up again. And it's an event that it's not easy to raise the money, but it's an event that allows us to meet people, to bring guys in, to see what we're doing. Obviously, it's fun. So, you know, we've got sponsors, we've got whole activations, we've got four balls, and a lot of people are guys from the Valley who know Ubuntu and support them. But this call to everyone out there right now is the work that we're doing. As a non-profit, I mean, money's obviously tough. You count on donors. So the golf day is to now speak to everybody out there and say, please get hold of me, come and play golf. Come and support us. We've got some great raffle prizes. We've got a great auction. Only a few items. There's not going to be a long list of 50. But we're just looking for guys to come and join us, see what we're doing, and have a great day out.
Okay, final question. What's the cost of a four ball, Gary?
A cost of a four ball is 5,000 Rand. Of that, we're probably making about 400 Rand a player, and that goes straight into the academy, that'll go to petrol and food.
Okay. Gary Riley, thanks so much for chatting to us, operations manager at Ubuntu Football Trust. And,